I, Hernandez. Huff. I, Kehoe. I, LaMalfa. I, Leno. I, Ted Liu. I, Carol Liu. I, Lowenthal. I, Negrete McLeod. Padilla. I, Pavley. I, Price. I, Rubio. I, Runner. I, Semedian. I, Steinberg. I, Strickland. I, Vargas. Walters. I, Wolk. I, Wright. I, Weiland. I, Yee. Yee, I.
Ayes 34, noes 2. The appointment is confirmed. Senator Steinberg.
This is file item 30. This is the nomination of Jacob A. Applesmith as director of the Department of Alcohol Beverage Control. Mr. Applesmith is a highly qualified nominee, approved on a 5-0 vote. The committee did have some concern about the number of hats that Mr. Applesmith wears in the administration, just wondering whether one even very talented person can do a couple different jobs. Turns out that he is not the acting director of the BTNH, as we had thought. He does help, in fact, takes the lead on the gaming compact issues, but I'm confident that he can do both that and be the director of this important department, and I would urge an aye vote.
Debate or discussion? Senator Leno. Members, if I could have your attention, please. Senator Leno.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm just getting to know Director Applesmith currently. As you can imagine, we have a few issues with ABC in San Francisco now and again, and the few that I've had to address with him, he has been immediately responsive. I have very high hopes for him stepping into what can be a very complex and tricky position, and so I would urge your support in his confirmation.
Members, any additional debate or discussion? If not, Senator Steinberg, would you like to close? If not, then we'll ask that the Secretary call the roll.
Ahlquist, Anderson, aye, Berryhill, aye, Blakeslee, aye, Calderon, aye, Canella, aye, Corbett, aye, Correa, aye, De Leon, aye, DeSaunier, aye, Dutton, aye, Emerson, aye, Evans, aye, Fuller, aye, Gaines, I, Hancock, I, Harmon, I, Hernandez, I, Huff, I, Kehoe, I, LaMalfa, I, Leno, I, Ted Liu, I, Carol Liu, I, Lowenthal, I, Negrete McLeod, I, Padilla, I, Pavley, I, Price, I, Rubio, I, Runner, I, Semedian, I, Steinberg, I, Strickland, I, Vargas, I, Walters, I, Wolk, I, Wright, I, Weiland, I, Yee. Yee, I.
Ayes 39, noes 0. The appointment is confirmed. And Senator Steinberg, I believe you have at least one other item.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. This is file item 37. These are the appointments of Charlotte Mello as a member of the Correction Standards Authority, Cynthia Bryant and Cornelius Gallagher as members of the Cal Expo and State Fair Board, Jesse Choper as a member of the California Horse Racing Board, and Michael C. Gardner, Helen Knudsen, and Amir J. Makari as members of the Alfred E. Ahlquist Seismic Safety Commission. They were heard yesterday in the Rules Committee and approved on a 5-0 vote. We urge an aye vote.
Members, is there any objection to substituting our unanimous roll call on these nominees? We'll take one moment and ask if there's any objection to substituting the unanimous roll call on these nominees. Any objection? If not, then the nominees will be confirmed. Ayes 39, noes 0. The nominees are confirmed. Members, before anyone vacates the premises, I understand, have a procedural matter to resolve. And I'm going to ask first if there are motions and resolutions to take up at this time. Senator Keel, for what purpose do you rise?
Just to remind you, Mr. President, we still have item 42 on call.
Yes, we do.
And I would lift the call whenever you're prepared.
I think we are not yet prepared on that item. One moment, please. Senator Kehoe, let me make sure that both sides of the aisle are prepared. We had some procedural issues that we wanted to resolve. I believe that they have now been resolved. I'm getting the affirmative nod. Then what we'll do is we'll go to items where we can lift the call, members. We have three items remaining. We will lift the call beginning with your item, Senator Kehoe, which is file item 42. Please lift the call, Mr. Secretary, and call the absent members.
Ahlquist, Berryhill, aye. Blakesley,
aye.
Cannella,
aye.
Dutton, aye. Emerson, Fuller, aye. Harmon,
aye.
Runner, aye. Strickland.
Ayes 29, noes 8 on the urgency. Ayes 29, noes 8 on the bill. The bill is passed. Members, that takes us to file item 54. Senator Correa, we will lift the call on file item 54. Mr. Secretary, please lift the call and call the absent members.
Ahlquist, Berryhill, Emerson, Huff, Weiland.
Members, this is a 27-vote bill. Please call the absent members.
Ahlquist, Berryhill, Emerson, Huff, Weiland.
Senator Correa, the ayes are 25, the noes are 10. The bill fails. It is a 27-vote item. The amendments are not concurred in. Senator Correa does ask for reconsideration, and without objection, reconsideration will be granted on a unanimous vote of ayes 39, noes 0. Reconsideration is granted. We have one other item on the list of bills on call. That is file item 92. Let's call this item. Let me ask just one time, Senator. Call the absent members.
Ahlquist.
Ayes 19, noes 20. The measure fails. Senator Wright requests reconsideration. Without objection, reconsideration will be granted. There is no objection. It is ayes 39, noes 0, substituting our unanimous roll call. Ayes 39, noes 0 on reconsideration. Members, are there any items to bring up at this time under motions and resolutions? One moment, please. We have items under motions and resolutions. Members, without objection, pursuant to Joint Rule 33.1, Joint Rule 61A12 will be suspended to allow the Labor Committee to hear and report AB 1426. This request has been approved by the Rules Committee. Once again, without objection, is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, so ordered, the rule will be suspended. Then, members, without objection, Joint Rule 62A will be suspended for AB 1426. Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, will be suspended. Members, are there any other items under motions and resolutions at this time? Let me look to the desk staff. There are no other items. Let me look to the members. Are there any other items under motions and resolutions? If not, and there is no other business, Senator Steinberg. Senator Steinberg, the desk is clear.
Thank you. Mr. President, the Senate will convene at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll go several hours. Today we completed about 50 bills, so it's not quite the pace of early in the week, but we're making steady progress, and we just keep working, and we'll be fine next week.
Senator Steinberg, just to reconfirm, that is 9 a.m., not the 10 a.m. start time that we've been accustomed to these last few days?
Yeah.
9 a.m.
And I would just urge members to be, as the Majority Leader points out, on time, because the earlier we get started, the earlier the Friday will end.
Thank you. Then, one moment, please, members. One moment, please. We may have an announcement before we adjourn. Senator Leno, we're struggling to hold 40 members. Senator DeSaulnier, for what purpose do you rise? Members, if I could have your attention.
Announcement for committee tomorrow.
Senator, one moment, Senator. Senator DeSaulnier, for what purpose do you rise?
Announcement, committee announcement. Tomorrow, sub 3, we'll have a hearing in 4203 in regards to hear the administration's update on the implementation of transition plan for adult day health care. That will be upon adjournment of governance and finance.
Thank you for that announcement, Senator. Senator Wolk, for what purpose, ma'am?
Committee announcements.
Please.
Governance and Finance will be meeting for to consider one bill tomorrow at the adjournment of session. I'll make an announcement tomorrow.
Members, before you vacate, we do have two bills on consent. We're going to ask the Secretary to read those bills that are on consent. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 34 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 52.
Members, those are the two bills on consent. Is there any objection to substituting our unanimous roll call of ayes 39, noes 0? Seeing and hearing no objection, the consent calendar is approved. Ayes 39, noes 0. Members, the Senate will adjourn immediately upon the banging of the gavel, and we will reconvene tomorrow morning, Friday at 9 a.m. Without objection, we are adjourned.